Thomas Jefferson's father, Peter, was the kind of man people noticed. He was an excellent rider and hunter, well off and well liked, known for his feats of strength. He owned large plots of land and many slaves. Along the Rivanna River in Virginia, he built a plantation called Shadwell. Peter Jefferson's family had immigrated to Virginia from England in 1612, and they had done well in the New World. Peter, born in 1708, continued that tradition. The years between 1700 and 1750 were a thrilling time to be young, white, male, wealthy, and Virginian. Money was to be made, tobacco to be planted and sold, land and slaves to be bought. As a planter and as a surveyor whose job was to take accurate measurements of land to be used in making maps, Peter Jefferson thrived in Virginia. His oldest son, Thomas, born on April 13, 1743, understood that his father was a man other men admired. Thomas remembered that his father, by himself, pulled down a wooden shed three slaves had not been able to destroy. It was said that Peter Jefferson had once set upright two huge hogsheads of tobacco, wooden barrels or casks that weighed about 1,000 pounds each. On an expedition to settle the boundary between Virginia and North Carolina, Peter and his companions fought off the attacks of wild beasts during the day, and at night found but a broken rest, sleeping in trees. Thomas Jefferson grew up with an image of a father who was powerful, who could do things other men could not. The boy admired his father's strength and spent a lifetime telling tales of the older man's daring. To be like his father, Thomas was taught that he had to be strong. At age 10, the boy was sent into the woods alone with a gun. His job was to come home with proof that he could survive by himself in the wild. The test did not begin well. He killed nothing. The woods were forbidding. Everything around the boy, the trees and the thickets and the rocks and the river, was frightening and frustrating. He refused to give up or give in, pushing on until his luck finally changed. The family story went that young Thomas at last found a wild turkey caught in a pen. He used one of the cords that held up his stockings to tie the turkey to a tree, shot it, and carried it home in triumph. When he ran into problems, young Thomas was resourceful. If a first plan failed, he made another plan on the spot. And when he finally reached his goal, he enjoyed his success. Peter Jefferson married very well, taking a bride from Virginia's leading family. Jane Randolph, Thomas Jefferson's mother, was the daughter of a planter and sea captain, proud of her British heritage. Their 8 children, including Thomas, grew up to live privileged lives. One traveler in Virginia noticed that the youth of these more indulgent settlements are pampered much more in softness and ease than their neighbors northward. Wealthy families in Virginia taught their children music and dancing. Thomas sang and played the violin with his older sister Jane. She was his favorite sibling, his constant companion when home, and music was one of the things they loved to share. Many a winter evening round the family fireside and many a soft summer twilight on the wooded banks of the Rivanna heard their voices accompanied by the notes of his violin. There were books in Peter Jefferson's study, and young Thomas devoured them. He read Shakespeare, The History of England by Paul de Repentirois, Voyage Round the World by George Anson, America by John Ogilvy. Later, a grandson remembered Thomas Jefferson saying that from the time when, as a boy, he had turned off, wearied from play, and first found pleasure in a book, he had never sat down in idleness. As Thomas Jefferson grew, his parents, his teachers, and all the adults he looked up to taught him that a gentleman ought to serve his family, his country, and his king. An eldest son in the Virginia of that time grew up expecting to lead and to be followed. He was born for command. He never knew anything else. Jefferson believed that his earliest memory was of being handed up to a slave on horseback and carried, carefully, on a pillow for a long journey. He was 2 or 3 at the time. The family was traveling to a plantation called Tuckahoe. The plantation's owner, a cousin of Jane Randolph Jefferson, had just died. Peter Jefferson was keeping a promise he had made to take care of Tuckahoe and of its owner's three young children. His family would stay there for 7 years until Thomas was 9 or 10. Perhaps it was at Tuckahoe that Thomas, growing up in a large combined family and in someone else's house, learned the benefits of getting along with everyone. He did not care for open disagreement and tried to stay out of conflict at almost any cost. "It is a charming thing to be loved by everybody," the adult Jefferson once told one of his grandsons. "And the way to obtain it is never to quarrel or be angry with anybody."